Art self-education, a super tiny little step towards freehand drawing. Oh yes. Using reference directly for perfect layout, hatefully called tracing, will teach you how to become an artist very quickly. Sometimes it may take less than 2 days. Can you imagine that? Art is in all of us. Plus, there is too much to learn from building on top of your reference images to just ignore using them directly in your art. If you don't know where to start in art, get a $50 pen and tablet and install the free and open source Krita. There you will discover the reference images tool, instantly become an artist, and begin learning to build your own style. Your style is a combination of shortcuts and eye candy that you yourself find to be the sweetest. Your tastes are sure to change as you mature, but there will be strong connections taking you all the way back into the beginning. As respectful a hyper-realistic reproduction of a photo is, it hides no surprises. It is tightly bound to realistic physics and all the somewhat boring rules of the universe. But as an artist, you have the power to bend the rules of reality and create impossible color and light and pull things up to a higher level of existence. You will find that some of your works will ask you to move beyond using reference images to position everything. But please, do not be scared of this, nor should you ignore it, because this is how art calls to you. You should never force yourself into freehand face drawing or painting. You first need to relax and dream up a really, really, really good reason with a great ending. If you don't have a reason to look beyond reference images, don't do it. You are not ready. Art is not yet calling to you. You see, there is an art to learning art. For example, if there is a politician you dislike because they are holding the world back, for example, learn to paint their eyes by direct reference and repetition, and give them an expression of somewhat hateful, elitist, grotesque laughter. You will find plenty of reference images for laughter and the eyes of the subject, of course. If you try to embellish that smile to make it say, "I make you poor," or something angering like that, you will have a gap between the appearance of the person and how the face would look like with the embellished laughter. And if you have a good ending and a good reason to go for it, this gap is where you will slowly begin your free hand drawing education. But you always, always, always need a reason. You can't just sit down and start drawing faces. There's no point to it. There's no soul in it. That's just like how they do it in school. And the school can't create an artist. Only passion can. Distorting a face in a hyper-realistic fashion is not quite caricature, but kind of maybe, but you shouldn't think of it that way. Here, you need to pause and create a series of studies of laughter. You should use reference images directly, yes. Again, that is the best way to memorize and study. But in your final creation, as you piece your politician and the angle and the eyes and that grotesque laughter together, you will be going freehand. You have to do it. It won't be scary or hard. See, here you are not just doodling, but you are on a mission, something that you are passionate about. This will be something that will stay with you as you relax and work on something else, and in this time you will learn to reason about the face, enough so that you will develop a curiosity for the anatomy of a smile. You will find no discomfort here, nothing intimidating. You will be simply expanding your knowledge. Everything you do must have this harmony. You can't just sit down to drawing freehand. You need a good reason. You need to be passionate about it. Once you picture a series of politicians bellowing with grotesque laughter, hanging at your local art gallery, you are well on your way to knock people's socks off, change the world, and probably sell a bunch of portraits.